You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens. I'm Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator, asking you that musical question. Are you hep to the jive? Are you all reet? Oh, baby! I gotta ask you that because this week on the juke in the back, I'm dedicating the entire program to the great Cab Calloway. So for the next hour, kick off your shoes as we get down to the father of rhythm and blues. Usually the show is 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, but for Cab, we're going to make an exception and go way on back to the 1930s. You would not be wrong to suggest that the seeds of rhythm and blues were planted in 1931 when Cab Calloway cut Minnie the Moocher for Brunswick Records. It's a song he would sing with much energy and vigor for the rest of his life. 60 plus years of Minnie the Moocher. Cab Calloway was a giant in his day. Along with Duke Ellington, he was the top African-American band leader during the 1930s. In the 40s, he kept America jumping and jiving throughout the war. And after the war, when the big bands went away, Cab found it a little hard to adjust, but ultimately scaled down his ensemble. He was the main attraction at New York's famed Cotton Club during the 30s, and he continued to pack houses into the 1960s. He was featured in the Blues Brothers movie in 1980, and he never stopped jiving till the day he died. Cab Calloway was 100% original. His scat singing and band filled with top-notch musicians blew audiences away. And unlike a lot of performers, Cab sounded as fresh and energetic on record as he did live. Before we get into his background information, let's kick off this week's Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll, with the original 1931 version of Minnie the Moocher, which was a number one smash for Brunswick Records, and this week's feature, Cab Calloway.
Now here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a red-hot hoochie-coocher. She was the roughest, toughest rail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a hay whale. Holy, holy, ho!
Holy, holy, ho!
Heidi,
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 heidi, heidi, heidi,
heidi,
heidi, heidi, heidi,
heidi,
howdy, howdy,
now she messed around with a bloke named Smokey. She loved him though he was cokey. He took her down to Chinatown. He showed her how to kick the gong around.
Showed her how to kick the gong around.
Howdy ho!
Howdy ho!
Howdy ha!
Howdy,
hi, hi.
Howdy, weeble.
Howdy, weeble. Howdy, howdy,
ho. Howdy, howdy,
ho. Now she had a dream about the King of Sweden. He gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with a platinum wheel. Whatty, woody, way.
Woody, woody,
woody,
oh, baby.
Oh, baby. Wanna
be with
you.
Wanna be with you.
Howdy, ho.
Howdy, ho.
Now he gave her his townhouse and his racing horses. was a dozen coursings. She had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes, and she sat around and counted them all a million times. Howdy, howdy,
howdy, howdy,
oh Minnie,
oh Minnie,
howdy way,
howdy way,
oh,
oh, wow,
a song that literally launched a million styles. 1931, Cab Calloway with the original Minnie the Moocher. Now, Cabell Calloway III was born on Christmas Day, 1907, in Rochester, New York. At about age 10 or 11, his family moved down to Baltimore, and that's where he started getting into music. Of course, he started singing in church. His mother was a teacher and church organist, and his father was an attorney. Early on, his parents recognized his musical talent, and so they gave him voice lessons, but he couldn't sing jazz in the house. That led young Cab to sneaking out into the jazz clubs around Baltimore, where he picked up plenty of showmanship tips from local Baltimore celebrity and drummer Chick Webb. His older sister Blanche was a noted singer in her own right, and she recorded some great records in the early 1930s. He followed Blanche on tour and stayed in Chicago with her when the tour ended. He attended law school for a short time to please his father, but ended up dropping out to front a band called the Alabamians, which he took to New York to try and make it. However, those Alabamians just couldn't cut it, so Cab picked up a great group of musicians known as the Missourians, who were once a rollin' stompin' band, but they had fallen on some hard times. Cab whipped them up into shape, and this was just the band he needed to make it at the Cotton Club. His performances were so energetic, so lively, that Cab Calloway's orchestra became the replacement band for Duke Ellington at the Cotton Club. When Ellington's band was out on tour, Calloway's band took over at the Cotton Club. When Ellington left the Cotton Club in 31, Calloway took over as the full-time house band. Now, the Cotton Club opened in 1923 and would remain the hottest night spot in New York City until it closed in 1940. Originally located in Harlem, the club moved downtown to Broadway and 48th. It was located on the top floor of a building, and the police pretty much left it alone. You gotta remember, this was during Prohibition, and the Cotton Club was certainly selling liquor. Controversially though, it was a whites-only establishment right in the heart of New York City. Even though it had racist depictions on the walls, and the general theme was that of a southern plantation, the Cotton Club broke many of the top African-American artists of the 1930s. It was a place for black entertainers to get exposure, and Cab Calloway ruled the scene. Let's go back to 1930 for one of Cab's first records. It appeared on the JSP label, and it features the Missourians backing him up. Their name hadn't been changed to Cab Calloway and his orchestra yet. Here's a really unique rendition of the classic St. Louis Blues, as we feature Cab Calloway this week on The Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
Yeah. walking, talking to myself. I'm gonna leave this town, walking, talking to myself. Because this sweet woman I love, she belongs to somebody else. Oh, I said, look, you see, mumbling man, so puppy dog, you give me grease a how, wow, comes around. Sweet mama, let me be nasty, so puppy dog, you give me grease a how, wow, comes around. And when that big old grease a hound comes, he show me the little dog, I'm gone, but if it ain't pain, I'm gonna write that down.
Cab's version of St. James Infirmary, released by Brunswick in 1931, it hit number 3 on the national charts. Cab was gaining so much exposure because the NBC Red Network was broadcasting twice weekly from the Cotton Club. That meant the Cab's band was being heard all over the country. It was certainly helping him to sell more records And when the band would go out on tour, he'd sell out the venues. He was so big, in fact, that Cab Calloway was featured in 3 Betty Boop cartoons of the day. These cartoons are really cool to watch, because not only did Cab lend his voice, but also his dance steps. Up next, a big number 4 record from 1931. This song plays off the success of Minnie the Moocher. It's called Kickin' the Gong Around, which is a famous line from the original song. What does kicking the gong around mean? Well, if we look it up in the new Cab Calloway's Hepster's Dictionary, Language of Jive, which was published in 1944, we find that kicking the gong around means smoking opium. Oh, mercy! All right, so we'll figuratively kick that gong around. From 1931, here's this week's Juke in the Back Spotlight, shining bright on Cab Calloway.
It was down in Chinatown, all the cokies laid around. Some were high and some were mighty low. There were millions on the floor when a knock came on the door, and there stood old Smokey Joe. He was wet and cold and pale. He was looking for his frail. He was broken, all his junk ran out. Nobody made a sound as he stood and looked around, and then you'd hear old Smokey shout, "Tell me, where is Minnie?
Tell me, where is Minnie?
My poor Minnie.
Your poor Minnie.
Has she been here kicking the gong around? If you don't he gets her pleasure kicking the gong around. Skitty wanna loody dee dee wanna loody dee lady.
Yeah!
Skitty wanna loody dee dee wanna loody dee lady.
No!
Skitty wanna doot dot doot it wanna doot lady.
No!
Just tell her Smokey Joe was here and had to go. And as he departed, the curtains parted.
The curtains parted.
And there stood Minnie kicking the gong around.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Richard Combs, Norman Perlstein. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
This program is coming to you from the Cotton Club in Harlem, New York City. Now, Cab Calloway, the Prince of Hidey-Ho, will entertain you with some hotshot razzmatazz.
Man, what's the matter with that cat there?
Must be full of reefers.
Full of reefers?
Yeah, man.
You mean that cat's high?
Sailing.
Sailing?
Sailing lightly.
Did you get away from here?
Man, is that the Reefer Man?
That's the Reefer Man.
I believe he's losing his mind.
I think he's lost his mind.
Talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he says he walks the ocean anytime he takes a notion, then you know you're talking to the reefer man.
Talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he takes a sudden mania, wants to give you Pennsylvania, then you know you're talking to the reefer man.
Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Cab Calloway and his orchestra with Reefer Man from 1932. That song, along with Cab and the band, appeared in a 1933 film called International House. In the movie, Cab Calloway's bass player, Al Morgan, appears to be in a trance, and Cab sings about him being high on reefers. Cab Calloway wasn't the only musical performer in this picture. Rudy Valley was also in it. And I want to point out that although marijuana was being made illegal in certain states, it wasn't until the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937 that reefer became illegal across the United States. Reefer Man went to number 11 in 1932. Up next, we have another big hit from this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, Cab Calloway. Here's a big number 6 record from September of 1934. Here's Chinese Rhythm.
Chinese rhythm. You can sing and dance and play most anything you choose. There's only one thing you gotta have, Chinese rhythm. There's rhythm in love songs, rhythm in blues. There's rhythm in almost anything you do. When the moon is shining bright and you're making love, there's only one thing you gotta have, Chinese rhythm. We'll be right back.
About the jumping jive, Jim Jim jump the jumping jive. Cat's gonna beat out this mellow jive, beat it out on the male side. Boy,
what you gonna say that game?
Oh boy,
what you gonna say that game?
Palomar, Shalimar, Swanee Shore. Me dig that jive once more, boy.
Right on down to
oh, boy.
Try to
now, can't you hear those hep cats call?
Yeah.
Come on, boys, let's have a ball.
The jim, jim, jump is a jumping jive.
Makes you dig your jive on the mellow side. Hep, hep. Hep, hep.
Jim, jim, jump is a solid jive.
Makes you 9 foot tall when you're 4 foot five. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep. Hep.
Now don't you be that ickaroo. Get hep, come on and follow through. Then you get your steady foo. You make the joint jump like the gators do.
The jim, jim, jump is a jumping jive.
Makes you like your eggs on the Jersey side. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep.
Jim, jim, jumping jive makes you hep, hep on the mellow side. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep. Hep, hep. Hep, hep.
The jim, jim, jumbo, hip, jumbo, hip, jive will make you dig, hip, hip, jive on the mellow side. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep.
Don't you be that rickaroo. Get hep, come on and follow through. Then you get your steady foo. You make a joint of jumping like gators do. The jim jam jumper, the jumping jumper makes you like your egg is on the jumping. The jim jam jumping jive makes you hep, hep on the man aside. Going, 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 da-da. Now I've told you about the jumping jive. Jim, jam, jump the jumping jive. I know you dug this mellow jive. Boom, you dig it on the mellow side.
Cab Calloway laying down some serious scat and some serious jive on Hep Hep the Jumpin' Jive, a big number three record from July of 1939. Cozy Cole is featured on drums on that record. He had joined the group in about 1938. Of course, Cozy would go on to become a rock and roll star at the ripe old age of 48 when his Topsy Part 2 went to number one on the rhythm and blues chart in 1958. Like I said before, only the finest musicians played in Calloway's band, like Milt Hinton on bass, Chew Berry on tenor sax, and in 1939, a young Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet. The group got so popular stateside that the band went on a tour of Europe in 1936. Along with his brand of scat singing, an influence on the music of the day, Cab Calloway was also popularizing the jitterbug dance in the mid-1930s. Originally, Cab and the band had appeared in several films, but as supporting characters. But in 1936, Cab Calloway got his first starring role alongside Al Jolson in The Singing Kid. In 1938, the first edition of Cab's Hepster Dictionary was published. The second edition would be released in 1944. Cab was on Vocalion Records for a very short stint in 1938 and 39. By 1940, he had moved over to the OK label, a subsidiary of Columbia Records. Here's another great upbeat Cab Calloway record. Are you hep to the jive? I'm Matt the Cat, and I'm always hep to that jive. Each week as I feature the soul that came before rock and roll, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, right here on the Juke in the Back with Cab Calloway.
Yes, yes, yes.
Are you full of pep?
Yes, yes, yes.
Are you heppa heppa?
Yes, yes, yes.
Are you full of stepper? What do you know, Gate? Are you in the know or are you a solid bringer down? Listen here, Jack. Take it slow and you can learn just what I mean. Are you hep to the jive?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you hep to the jive? Are you hep, are you hep, are you keeping in step? Are you hep to the jive? Do you lace your boots high? Are you fly or you fly? Do you dig, do you dig, do you swing on a gig? Are you hep to the jive? Do you get in the groove? Does the beat make you move? Do you send yourself jack and then trilly on back again, though that it's smooth? Oh, are you hep to the jive?
Yes, yes.
Are you hep to the jive?
Yes, yes.
Are you hep, are you hep, are you keeping in step? Are you hep to the tick, 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 tick the jive. Are you hep, are you hep, are you really in step? Are you hep to the
Mama done told me, son.
What did she tell you?
A woman will sweet talk.
Yeah.
And give you the glad eye.
Ha, ha.
But when that sweet talk is done,
keep on a talking.
A woman's a two face. A wearing something cool, leave you to sing the blues.
The blues.
In the night.
Yeah.
Now the rains are falling here. My mama done told me,
oh,
hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle. My mama done told me,
hey, ahoy, ahoy.
A clickin' and clackin' and echoin' went back at the blues in the night. The evening breeze will start, the trees are crying and the moon will hide its light. When you get the blues in the night, take my word, the mockingbird will sing the saddest kind of song. He knows things are wrong, and he's right. From Manchester, Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the folk wind blows,
they blow everywhere.
I've been in some big towns,
yeah,
and I done heard me some big talk.
Ah, ah.
But there's one thing I know.
Keep a talking.
A woman's a two-faced, a worrisome thing who leave you to sing the blues,
the blues
in the night.
Yeah, yeah. A woman will leave you singing.
I know
the blues.
She will. My mama was right, the blues in the night.
Ah, the classic Blues in the Night, written in 1941 by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer for the motion picture Blues in the Night. After it gained popularity from the film, a flood of musical versions were released. Cab Calloway's was issued in March of 1942. It hit number 8 on the charts. This song is also from Dizzy Gillespie's last recording session with the Cab Calloway Band. There's a whole story about how Cab thought Dizzy was throwing spitballs at him from the bandstand, and he got really upset and fired him, and then supposedly Dizzy stabbed Cab in the leg with a penknife. A real big mess. But all ended well because, well, Dizzy Gillespie went off to create bebop music. Up next is one of the biggest selling records of 1945, Joe Liggins and the Honey Dripper. Cab Calloway cut it in 1946, where it went to number 3. Certainly not as big as Joe Liggins' version, which sat at number 1 for like 3 months in 45. But still, I like what Cab does with this song. Here's this week's Juke in the Back feature on Cab Calloway with his version of the Honey Dripper.
Rippin'. Bring it on up.
Hey.
the hunting ripper. He's a killer. The hunting ripper. He's soft, sweet, hot meat, a solid old cat. He's really a little hellcat.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the great and influential Cab Calloway. Let's grab a tune he cut on January 16th, 1941. It was released on OK Records, and it pretty much sums up Cab Calloway's jive style. It's called Are You All Reet? Man, you're going to have to look that up in his Hepster's Dictionary. It's this week's Great 78. Cab Calloway and his orchestra.
Do you come on like Shorty George and me? Just spill some jive, we'll dig you out, you see.
Well, all right.
Are you ready?
Yes, we're ready, Joe.
Jumpin' steady.
Jumpin' steady, Joe.
You look solid, Joe. All I want to know, are you all reet?
Yes, we're all reet.
You can get it.
Can we get it?
If you said it.
Can we said it, Joe.
Come on, let me go. All I want to know, are you all reet?
Yes, we're all reet.
I'm like a tree, I'm all root. Hep to the jep, what it's all about. Stash like a top, don't miss a stop. I dig my kicks from the groovy lot. Are you really?
Yes, we're really.
Trilly frilly.
Woo, woo, woo. Woo, woo.
I don't go Navajo, come and let me know. Are you all reet?
Yes, we're all reet. Are you ready, Joe?
Yes, I'm ready, old man.
Jumping steady, Joe.
Jumping with the jive, Jack.
That's all we want to know.
What do you
want
to know?
Are you all reet?
Jump in the groove and go. It's all about. Stash like a top, don't miss a stop. I dig my kicks from the groovy lot. Are you really?
Yes, we're really.
Tilly, frilly, frilly, frilly,
frilly. Woo, woo.
Now don't go Navajo, come and let me know. Are you all reet?
Yes, we're all reet.
There's one thing we want to know. Are we solid? Do you send you Joe? We are ready and we want to know. Are you all reet?
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give it the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too. Here's cacciatore, Dory. Taste the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills ya. Pass me a pancake mandrake, having a derby irving. Look in the fendel mendel. everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta fazula, Tallulah. Oh, do have a bagel, bagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty. There, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey. Cause everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moax you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You gotta eat if it chokes you. Oh, do have a knish, knishya. Ask him the latke, matke. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Face, Buster, Cher, Chops, Fump. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
From 1947, Everybody Eats When They Come to My House. I want to hang out at Cab Calloway's house. I'm at the Cat Where It's At, and we're featuring Cab Calloway this week, the grandfather of rock and roll, the father of rhythm and blues. And by this point, Cab's influence on music is starting to wane. The war is over. The big bands are falling apart, and the rhythm and blues combos are popping up. It's just too expensive to keep a big band on the road these days. By 1948, Cab would start to wind down his own big band, activating it only from time to time, as he performed more and more with small combos like Cab Calloway and his Cab Jivers, and Cab Calloway and his Cavaliers. In 1950, Cab had the opportunity to play Sportin' Life, a role that George Gershwin based on him in a big Broadway revival of Porgy and Bess. He would tour with that show for 3 years, bringing it to London and Paris. Cab would spend the early 50s doing a lot of touring all over the world, but not too much recording. Let's go back to 1948 and his last charting record. It's called the Calloway Boogie, and it sounds a lot like the Jimmy Liggins record, Cadillac Boogie, from 1947. It's jumpin', it's jivin', it's hep, and it's pure Cab. This one went to number 13 on the R&B lists in early 1948. Here's Cab Calloway and his orchestra with the Calloway Boogie.
To it, and it's easy to do. Called the Calloway Boogie. It's the Calloway Boogie. Keeps you groovy 24 hours a day. If you like music with the boogie beat, here's a little ditty that's really all right. It's the Calloway Boogie. It's the Calloway Boogie. Keeps you groovy 24 hours a day. I woke up with the blues the other day. The cat started jamming and it blew him away with the Calloway Boogie. The Calloway Boogie keeps you groovy 24 hours a day. We play waltzes, bebop, and jive, but here's the kind of music that keeps you alive. It's the Calloway Boogie. It's the Callaway Boogie. Keeps you groovy 24 hours a day. Some hidey ho, just listen to me. Here's the way it goes: hidey, 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 ho. Keeps you groovy 24 hours a day.
Cab Calloway and his last major hit from 1948. That's the Calloway Boogie. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's Juke in the Back feature of one of the all-time greats, Cab Calloway. We broke format a little bit and went all the way back to the 30s to demonstrate how Cab Calloway's early music, like the 1931 Brunswick recording of Minnie the Moocher, were predecessors to the rhythm and blues we enjoy each week on this program. Rhythm and blues that popped up after World War II and continued on until the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s. Cab had two more minor entries on the pop charts. In 1956, he cut a sentimental record with his daughter called Little Child. It went to number 62. And in 1966, Cab hit number 89 on the pop charts with a record called History Repeats Itself, comparing the presidencies of Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy. Cab was never one to stay out of the limelight, continuing to perform on Broadway and on stage throughout the 60s and 70s. In 1980, he appeared in the Blues Brothers motion picture, where he revived Minnie the Moocher. It's one of the most memorable scenes in that very memorable movie. In 1993, President Clinton awarded Cab Calloway the National Medal of Arts. And not a minute too soon. In June of 94, Cab suffered a stroke, which ultimately led to his death on November 18th, 1994. Cab Calloway was 86 years old. He lived a long, wonderful life full of many accomplishments. He helped break the color barrier in motion pictures. He laid the foundation for modern jazz, rhythm and blues, and rock and roll. He invented a new style of scat singing and a language all his own, the language of jive. The world will probably never see the likes of Cab Calloway again. And I thank you for joining me as we have spun some of Cab Calloway's greatest records. Remember, until next week, soul, it's a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. I'd like to end the show as we began it with Minnie the Moocher. This recording from 1978 actually entered the rhythm and blues charts and rose to number 91. The original was cut in 1931. After 47 years, Cab can still sing the hell out of this tune. So let's tip the hat to the Heidi Ho man, Mr. Cab Calloway. Goodbye, everybody.
A low-down hoochie-coochie. She was the roughest, toughest frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Heidi, heidi, heidi,
heidi.
A bloke named Smokey. She loved him
though he was cokey. He took her down to Chinatown, and he showed her how to kick the gong around. About the King of Sweden, he gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheels. Hadi, 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 his racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. Had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes. She sat around and counted them all 1,000,000 times. Hidey, 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 hidey. Hidey, hidey, hidey,
run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.